It was exhilarating to not really know where I was going outside of any research I could find online, to not know who I would meet, to not know what would happen, to simply pack up my two bags, get on trains, planes, and automobiles, and arrive.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women to reach their highest potential, to create a life of ecstasy and bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I'm the Ecstatic Life Mentor, and I am the founder and creator of Creator Consciousness, which is a Trinity teaching that helps you to masterfully create your life. So guess what? This is my birthday. Very first year of my podcast, and it just so happens that a solo episode lands on my birthday. How fun is that? I really sat with what wanted to come through today, and it wants to come through about the wanderer. I myself am a wanderer. And it took me quite a while to really understand what that was. At the age of 19, I left the country and started traveling. And I eventually became a scuba diving instructor. And I lived abroad for many years teaching scuba diving and then teaching the teachers of scuba diving. It was the first time I ever left the country. It was the first time I'd ever been on a plane. But after that first time, it turned the switch on inside of me. Before I knew it, I found myself moving quite regularly. I would stay in one location for a period of time and then move to a place I had never been. It was quite exciting. Of course, this happened primarily at the beginning through diving. I could quite easily find a new location that had solid diving and tourism for diving. I could apply overline through email. Luckily, in those days, we did have email. I don't think it would have worked quite the same way without email. I left the country in 1999. And I would email a place and then I would, you know, get accepted for a job and I would go there. And it was exhilarating. It was exhilarating to not really know where I was going outside of any research I could find online, to not know who I would meet, to not know what would happen, to simply pack up my two bags, get on trains, planes, and automobiles, and arrive. It actually became quite addicting. I would only stay in places for usually 6 months because that was often where I was in the South Pacific, and they have monsoon seasons there. Monsoon seasons, the diving shops shut down. So you have a 6 month season and then you move. 6 months is not very long, is it, when you think about it? then as I progressed to different areas of the world where monsoon was not a thing, I started to stay a little bit longer. But for the most part, I would only stay 1 or 2 years in a place, and then I would leave. A peculiar thing would happen. There would be about a 2-year cycle, if I made it that long, where this energy of the known would settle in. I knew the location. I knew the people. I knew the routine. I knew where I was. I knew what living there was like. And I would crave the unknown. It's quite interesting to me as I tell you this story because, well, I always learn so much as I say these things out loud to you, as I speak them into existence, I see them more clear, more defined, more real for myself. I never thought of it as the unknown until I had this conversation with you right now. I had connected to the fact that I had absolutely become addicted to it. I had connected to the fact that it lit up my creative life force energy. But I hadn't connected to the fact that it was in the realm of the unknown that this existed. That's quite interesting to me. Because the work that I do now is very much rooted in the unknown. The unknown is the feminine. She is the void. She is that which exists before creation itself. She is what happens when we die, before we are reborn, before we begin a journey elsewhere. That unknown is the feminine. And I become emotional as I speak to this because, of course, this is what would come up on my birthday. My journey has been a reconnection to the feminine, which is nothing short of ironic because throughout my life, the feminine was my most challenging aspect. My relationship with women was much more challenging than it was with men. But here she was, weaving herself through my life, showing herself to me and already creating a relationship with me long before I understood who she was and what she truly represented. So this energy would come through familiarity. That word is kind of a tongue twister. I wouldn't want to be wherever I was any longer because, well, I knew it. And that's when the excitement would begin to stir. I would say that my feet became itchy because it felt like this deep longing, this deep yearning to create anew. The energy would start to stir and I would become excited. Ooh, where to now? At the time, I was also very unaware of how much I lived in divine will. I was very surrendered. I really didn't have much of an agenda. As soon as the creative life force energy would stir within me and my feet would begin to itch, I would allow the universe to guide me. Perhaps I would speak to some of the divers who are my students. Where have they been? Where did they like? Perhaps I would look at the dive magazines that sometimes floated in and out of the dive centers. I don't even really recall exactly where I would come up with where I was going. But I do remember that it always felt guided. Even at that time, I understood that. I understood that there was a sense of guidance that would help me determine where I was going. Once I picked my place and applied and did all the things, and once I got accepted, wow, then it became real. Pack up my bags. Anything that didn't fit into two bags couldn't go. So this always brought the beautiful art of purging into my life. It's one of the greatest gifts that I have always found in moving. The gift of purging. What truly do you want? What truly do you need? What do you want to bring with you? Well, I didn't have a container to move stuff. I only had my two bags. So if I had purchased things, something had to go. So I would go through my things, start packing, purge what needed to be purged, and set out. Upon arriving, it always felt like a wonderland. New sights, new smells. It lit me up. It invigorated me. I wouldn't know anything about the space. It felt like this huge adventure that I got to go on. Had to find a place to live. Sometimes I went places without having jobs. So I had to find a job, which I did very easily. I had to figure it all out. And that was exciting. It was like a puzzle piece that I had to put together. A puzzle of my life. And while I was putting the puzzle together, it was a big adventure. The wanderer. I did this for many years as a scuba diving instructor, and then I stopped teaching and went into various other things. I managed bed and breakfasts for a while. It wasn't really my deal. And then I found horses once again, and my journey into healing began. But as the career changed, the wandering did not. I still found my feet itching. I still found the urge to fill my reality with new, with the unknown. To this day, it's something I work with. There's been many times that I've contemplated this for myself. Was I running away? What was it? Why is this so strong inside of me? Every time I would ask if I was running away, it just never felt truth. I never felt like I was running away from anything. If anything, I was running towards. And when I felt into the emotions and what I felt in my body, it felt very exhilarating. Through my spiritual journey, I've realized that it activates my creative life force energy. You know, our creative life force energy loves newness. even right now, I'm in Mount Shasta writing my book, playing with my creative life force energy. And my higher self was teaching me that when we start to get into schedules and systems, and there's a word I'm thinking of, I can't quite put it onto my mouth, where we're repeating the same thing over and over again every day, right? It kills our creative life force energy. It's not to say that we don't need some sort of systems in our life. We need to get up and do our morning routine and carry out our day. But too much routine doesn't allow our creative spirit to soar. Our creative spirit likes new. This has actually been proven by studying the mind, and they've studied the part of the mind that is responsible for our creativity. And that part of our mind loves to be fed information, new information, whether that's new visuals, new sounds, new sights, new smells, new feelings and experiences. So I realized that it lit up my creative life force energy. That was a beautiful realization, understanding myself better. And then recently being here in Mount Shasta and the subtlest little of routine, my higher self pointing out to me, it doesn't light my creative self on fire. So finding that balance, we must find the balance between routine and adventure in order to allow our creative spirit to soar. But the other part of this wandering effect for myself is it's literally who I am. I very much have gypsy energy within me. And also, if you've ever heard of the Gene Keys, it's a remarkable system to help know yourself better. I'm a line one creator and a line three changer. Perhaps for you, this shows up differently. Perhaps you change in other areas of your life. Perhaps you wander in different ways. I've had to learn to work with this part of myself. It hasn't always been easy. Perhaps it sounds very glamorous, and it has been very glamorous the majority of my life. However, now I have children, and I'm split up with their father, and things aren't as easy as packing up two bags and leaving. I was packing up a house. And I'm still doing it. I'm still moving. I'm still exploring. I'm still feeding that wondrous spirit of self. But I would say that now I'm doing it in a way that is really asking myself, do I really need to move? Do I really need to move? I have lived in so many different places. At one point, my boyfriend at the time and myself lived in 7 different places in 5 years. That's a lot of moving. And I think it has been a bit addictive. Addictive for that anew. But I wouldn't change that for anything. Sometimes it is challenging. When my feet become itchy, and there's that longing in my womb. And P.S. ladies, your womb is a very powerful part of your creative self. I mean, it brings ethereal energy into form. That isn't magic. I don't know what is. And when our womb longs, it's magnetic. It longs because it feeds desires of our heart. Our womb's longing is very, very powerful. It calls in what our heart is aching to create, to experience. When my womb longs for anew, I'm not a 20-year-old anymore. I don't just pack up two bags and go. And so I have to always ask, is that truly what desires to happen? Is there another way that I can absolutely honor that longing? Or is it time once again? To move into the unknown. The vast majority of places I have moved to, I have never been. Never set foot in them. It's rare for me to move to a place that I've been before. But I do ask myself, how long can I keep this up? I'm now 43 on this day that you listen to this. Perhaps it'll have to change a little bit, the way in which I go about feeding this longing, allowing this longing to create my reality. Because when I allow it, there's always beautiful change that happens in my life. I mean, obviously, when you move, there's a lot of change. But I don't mean just the change of location and the change of experience like that. I mean the internal change. There's a lot that happens when I honor the longing. So I do my best to honor it. And I invite you right now, perhaps, to ask yourself, what do you long for? The longing is in the womb. But that longing serves the heart's desires. So the desire is in the heart. The desire is recognized. The womb lights up in this longing energy. If you're tuned into your womb, you can feel it. It's an ache. You know, have you ever longed to have children? It's that same feeling. It's the longing to create. What do you long for, my love? What does your creative spirit long for? What does your creative spirit long for in order to fly, to soar, to express her beauty? To express her beauty. You are a creator being. You're creating this masterpiece of your reality. What do you long? What do you long for? It's not easy, right? Sometimes it's not easy saying yes. I'm not pretending that nowhere along this entire storyline, I didn't feel fear. I felt fear a lot. Most of the time I traveled by myself. I moved to new worlds, new countries, new spaces, new places all by myself. Of course I felt fear, uncertainty. But that's where we find our greatest version of self. So when we take those steps towards our longing, despite the fear, because we know, we trust, we sense there's something there for us. There's something there for us. So whether you're a wandering spirit or not, whether you're a gypsy soul like I am or not, I guarantee that you have heart's desires. I guarantee your womb longs to create those desires. And I hope that through this conversation, it has inspired you to feel into what those are, to pursue them, to create them for yourself, despite the unknown. For she is the magic. She will hold you. She will guide you. And it is with her, with the feminine, with the void, the space before creation, then we get to create the magic of our lives. Then we get reborn again and again and again. So thank you for joining me on my birthday today. I hope this has inspired you and activated you in your highest potential. Once again, I'm your host, Alara Sage, here to help you create your life masterfully. Be sure to subscribe if you're not already subscribed. And we have a Facebook group, the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Make sure you join because we're going to be doing some after dark stuff, encore stuff with the guests, bring in some unique content there that will not be heard anywhere else. So join the community, connect with the guests, connect with other audience members, feel seen and heard and appreciated there. If you haven't already rated and reviewed the show, I would love you to do that. And please share. Share the show, share this episode. Anyone that you believe would benefit from hearing this message. I love you all so very much. Until next time.
Mwah. Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.